Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. This is Constance Cumby, and I'm a guest here on Dr. Stanley Montes' radio program, and I understand he's going to be coming in pretty shortly. And good morning to you. This took me a little bit back, but we're going to be talking about many things this morning. We're at the end of 2011, and the New Age world is getting ready for their long-anticipated, their own apocalyptic version of events, 2012, and many things are in motion that they anticipate are going to lead to the type of world they choose. Planetary initiative for the world we choose was what they were talking about when I first came in on this subject, and they're back at it again, and they have some new labels, but many of the same old players, Barbara Mark Hubbard, Marie Strong, Agenda 21, and they have some very big plans for 2012, and a lot of them are making a lot of money off of scaring participants in their own movement over 2012. And we have people such as Barbara Mark Hubbard who are offering an Agents of Conscious Evolution course. Now, you can become somebody who will lead the world into this new utopia. This utopia where she said, we come to bring death. We do this for the sake of the planet. The riders of the pale horse are about to come among you. They will separate the wheat from the chaff. This is the most painful hour in Earth's history. And she told her people when she first put that together, which was back in the 80s, their plans were a little bit delayed when they were outed and marginalized for a time and a season, but now they are convinced it's going to happen, that their Mayan calendar says that their world, or the world as we know it, will end on December 21st, 2012, and that they now are getting the world ready for it. So lots of things are in motion, and lots of people are being used, and a lot of good people are sometimes being used for this thing. And we're seeing things such as the Occupy movement and Occupy Wall Street, even Occupy Moscow. And we're seeing revolutions in place all over the world. And Time Magazine had as its man of the year of the protestor. And it was somebody in Arab garb was on the cover, but it made clear that it was referring to the protests all the world, including but not limited to Arab Spring and Occupy Wall Street. And none of these movements were exactly spontaneous. They were not spontaneous at all. These were planned movements. And the people that were putting it together have talked quite openly about this. And they used instruments of social networking, such as Facebook, Twitter, you've heard about those, and flash cell phones to organize flash mobs. And with that, they were able to control the flow. And it's very, very similar to what things were when we first discovered them, when books such as Marilyn Ferguson, The Aquarian Conspiracy, were making the rounds, when they were running newspaper ads saying, expect the Christ in the spring of 1982. And when people such as Prince Charles, former headmaster in England, and Prince Charles, headmaster Sir George Trevelyan, was writing books, also talking very openly about the cleansing action that they expected was going to come upon the earth. And he wrote pieces for many New Age networking books. One I have in my hands, the New Age New Times Network, it was forwarded by David Spangler, and those who have listened to me and Dr. Stan for years know that David Spangler is one New Ager who distinguished himself by really telling us what the root source of that movement was. To enter the New Age, he said, you first had to take a Luciferic initiation. Now, he wasn't trying to scare people off from it. He honestly thought Lucifer was the good guy and that Jehovah of the Jews and the Christians was the bad one. And so they were putting it in terminology then, such as the great Operation Redemption. And they were telling their people to invent new rituals to help usher this thing in. And that the energies for the cleansing act, cleansing of the planet were flooding through the earth. And that was the phrase that was used by Sir George Trevelyan, Prince Charles, headmaster at Gordonston School in England, as I recall. Well, now they're calling it some very similar things, but that build on some of the New Age concepts, and Carmageddon is one. And there have been some new twists in this, because we were the ones who warned about the New World Order and that there were New Age plans for a New World Order. And the New World Order was to be part of a three-phase New Age operation, where they sought a new world order, a new world religion, as strange as it sounds, deified Lucifer and reduced Jehovah to some type of a dark force. And the third goal was to introduce the world to a New Age Messiah. And Prince Charles, old headmaster, was more than open about all three goals. Well, now some of the same folks that were in it then are still on it, and they're names that you still know. They're still names that are in the marquee of movie theaters, Shirley MacLaine. And she did a lot to popularize the New Age in some circles and shrink it in the circles of others who were telling you that this was not a political movement at all. And she now is saying that what is just about upon us is Carmageddon. Well, I don't know if they're going to achieve those goals or not. The times are certainly in God's hands, but the new play on this thing is that the New Agers themselves are coming out with books and saying, oh my gosh, they're working for a new world order. And they'll even have things in their videos talking about they're planning on computer microchipping you, which is exactly one of the things that they have in their cards. And this is Constance Cumby. You're listening to my perspective. You're listening to Dr. Stanley Monteith's program, and I'm standing in for Dr. Stan for a few minutes.
It's important to have proper training, or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here, and I'm sure that you've been listening attentively to Constance Cumbie, my good friend, and certainly she's on the front lines of pretty understanding the spiritual component to what's going on today. The problem is that we look at the issues as Republican, Democrat, right, left, conservative, liberal, without understanding that our reality is totally controlled by the people who control the media, who control the world and the powerful spiritual forces they represent. We're not supposed to understand what's really going on with the nature of the spiritual battle that is taking place, and certainly probably not one in 100 Americans really can see clearly what's taking place. Is this everything is manipulated, our reality is manipulated by the powerful spiritual forces that Constance's research going back well over 30 years. Good morning, Constance. What were you telling us?
Good morning, Dr.
about?
Stan.
You go right ahead and continue what you were talking about.
Okay, well, I was just talking on until you were joining us, and humbled to think that anybody could stand in for Dr. Stan, and nobody can stand in for Dr. Stan. You are a phenomenon in the Christian networks all by yourself.
Well, I appreciate your kind words, but I certainly have learned so much from you through the years. Tell us, what are the things that you're concerned about now as you pervade?
Well, I am concerned that much of our work is being bastardized by folks who still have the New Age agenda, and they're taking things that can't be swept under a rug, things that are obvious, and saying unless we run with their spiritual end of this thing, which is a Luciferic spiritual end, a passport to hell, that these horrible things that they're the ones that have been putting in place are going to come into place.
Right.
And there's a large, very expensively produced video out by an heir to the Procter & Gamble family, Foster Gamble. It looks good. Parts of it look good, and parts of it are the deepest, darkest New Age occultism you can ever imagine. Barbara Marx Hubbard is featured on it. And it looks like it's warning against the New World Order and abuses of the monetary system, and it even warns about microchipping human beings. And then what we have to do to fight all this is adopt their New Age spiritualities. And that if we adopt their spiritualities, we tapped into unlimited power and cheap, even free energy. And that the world can go forward into this wonderful new age. And it's confusing. And the people being interviewed include David Icke, I-C-K-E, an English New Ager, and he's tapped into a lot of this, and people that have legitimate fears on what's happening, who see this thing shaping up, who see this agenda that the New Agers were pushing all the time. And now the New Agers are actually bold enough, just like they were with Jonestown, Jonestown 1978, when Jim Jones poisoned the masses with Kool-Aid and killed them. And he had been part of the New Age networks all the time. They perfectly well knew it. And then they just calmly went on and said, if we don't stop these dangerous fundamentalists, we're going to have lots more Jonestowns. And they tried to paint him as a Christian fundamentalist.
David Icke is one of the best informed people you'll ever hear. And he is so convincing. He has most of it right. 90% of what he says is right. The other 10% will kill you if you listen
to him. Dr. Stan, he's been a hardcore New Ager for many years. He knows the full thing. What he's doing is an operation of distortion. He was brought to town here at probably 20 years ago by the May, or maybe 1850, probably 15 years ago, by the Mayflower Bookstore, which is the store where I compiled a great deal of my research, by owned by Robert Thibodeau, who is one of David Spangler's very closest friends. And David Icke is close to David Spangler and the whole New Age gang. And what he has done is he's out here saying this is happening. In fact, he's borrowed some of my work and put it up there. I think I've even seen myself quoted a time or two on there. And sitting on Foster Gamble's shelf behind his back as he was talking to David Icke was Tex Mars' book. Now, Tex has put out a great deal of confusion on this also. And I don't know if he's quite to the level that David Icke is, but David Icke is extremely sophisticated in what they're doing. And what they're saying is if you don't adopt our New Age way of seeing the world, our New Age esotericism, then you're going to have this horrible new world order. You might be implanted with the microchip, and you're going to have this new monetary system where you can't buy and sell. Well, that is true, but they are offering the toxins that led to it as the cure, not the cure. It's like a doctor saying, this is what's wrong with you, and here's what we're going to give you to cure you, and they give you a cup of arsenic.
And the thing is that there is power out there. You can tap into this power, and the last thing you want to do is do that, because, of course, you are laying yourself open to demonic possession, and this is what they never tell you.
Now, they have gotten a little bit more open about what is leading them on to. David Spangler has a couple of brand-new books out. In fact, they're available on Kindle editions as well as the hardcover. And being impatient and having too many books in my library here already for proper housekeeping, I ordered the Kindle edition and read it. And he talks about that he is the agent of spirit. And he's apprentice to the spirit. And he tells all about the spirits that he's tapping into and the voices and the impressions they're giving him and where they've led him, places like Bendhorn. And he tries to make it sound kind of nice and glossy, and he conveniently skips most of the effective criticism against his network, kind of hints that there might be something there, but how he's thoroughly possessed by this entity that he calls John. And he's put it out there, yes, that he's tapped into this thing and that others are tapped into it and that sometimes extremely wealthy people got into him because the spirits got in touch with him because their spirits told him they had to go support David Spangler. And what did David Spangler say we had to do? Take a Luciferic initiation.
A Luciferian initiation. That's what it's really all about.
Luciferic initiation.
Right. Well, anyway, Constance, all we can do is warn people, try to explain to them this whole move towards a new world order, a new world financial system, a new world religion has its origin in Luciferianism.
What made this so curious, Dr. Stan, was one of the things they were presenting Now, he was talking to this Foster Gamble, and he looks perfectly sincere. He might be perfectly sincere. I don't know. He might be the generation. My guess is looking at it, he's in his mid to late 40s, maybe early 50s, that was so raised in this that they have just a different worldview altogether. They don't have the sturdy foundation that we were blessed to have. And so they bought into this, and that maybe he sees some aspects of this. But then on the other hand, he presents a solution, and he thinks he's fighting the big money and the big banks, even though he's from big money himself. He's one of the heirs to the Procter & Gamble fortune. And I wonder if he has an inkling that the publisher of Barbara Marx Hubbard's book, Revelation, the book of co-creation, and the person who financially enabled the publishing was Lawrence Rockefeller.
Yes, Lawrence Rockefeller and Endowment for the Humanities, something like that. Oh, but
Lawrence Rockefeller is one of the brothers, one of the sons of the three. He was Nelson Rockefeller's brother, and he was one of the brothers in that very wealthy family.
Right.
And he devoted his fortune to funding big-time New Age causes. And they share their money all around, and Maurice Strong's wife, Hannah, was the recipient of some of his money. And other people who live near her, by talking about the causes, the New Age causes they were into, were ready to open their mail and decide and delight and to receive nice big checks from Lawrence Rockefeller. And the Rockefeller family, as a general rule, was not putting out money to subsidize their opposition. So obviously they had to believe there was some advantage in it for them.
Well, I'm sure there is. Until people really understand that the powerful spiritual forces here, and so many of the people of great wealth are involved in this, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Morgan, Ford, Carnegie, they're all part and parcel, Mellon, they all part and parcel of this world movement. In fact, these people, I believe, have accumulated their wealth because they've gone over to the dark side.
But I think many of the wealthy people, and wealthy people can be sucked into this thing too. They can be convinced that they got their wealth, not by the grace of God, but because of other factors. But wealthy people are sometimes courted by these interests too. You might have a poor psychic who can trick a very rich man out of millions by convincing him that he's their channel to God. And these are that by endowing the channel with lots of money, then the rich man continues in his wealth. And there have been some people who have been sucked into it that way. And then some people are in it for greed. I think an awful lot of people are making a lot of money right now off of the New Age community by a convincing. They have to get ready for 2012 and buy resources from these other New Age sources who are basically saying the sky is falling. And if they don't do this, and if they don't subscribe to the Mayan calendar, then they're going to miss out on the, quote, ascension. And that's one aspect of it that's taking place right now. And then we have this Occupy movement. And the Earth Charter people now are very, very open about the in the relationship between Occupy Wall Street and Earth Charter. And the Earth Charter and the new rules that were put together by folks such as Maurice Strong and United Nations commissions, and they started putting this thing together and back as early as 1987. And that's when they knew that they were on the run on one level. And so they started building for something which they put together in 1992 in Rio. And they wanted to have a new global superstate. And these days we're on the world government, so they're calling it global governance. And what that is about is to enforce the principles of their Earth Charter. And interestingly, one of the people that was in on this was Mikhail Gorbachev. And he's emerged in the news again recently. And I don't pretend to be an expert on what's happening in Russia, but the Occupy movement has been very active in Moscow as well. And people see the people out there protesting, and they say, well, this is pro-democracy. Well, maybe not. Mikhail Gorbachev was out there calling for Putin to step down, and Putin has his faults, but the society has been a lot more open than it was in the hardcore communist years, which lasted until Gorbachev went real public with his New Age stuff and his perestroika. And Gorbachev, according to Wayne Peterson, is a very, very open supporter of Maitreya as the Christ. And the new, with all three facets of the New Age movement, New World Order, New World Religion, and New Age Messiah, and that Gorbachev is a true believer in same. And here he's popping up right as this action is taking place, as the others are taking place, as Barbara Mark Severed is taking place, as the Unity and Diversity Council, Leland Stewart, are popping up. All the old ones that had hopes that this would happen that are here now.
We'll be back in just a moment.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates. And while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Ram commercial truck season presents Dreams of a Small Business Owner. I'm a small business owner who wants to better my business. So I'm looking at Ram commercial vehicles, and I like what I'm seeing. Reliable engines, low cost of ownership, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got $1,000 on-the-job incentives, special consumer cash offers, and qualifying new tax incentives. My gut says Ram. Guts. Glory. Ram. And now during commercial truck season, business owners get $6,700 in total values on a 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Maximum tax expense eligibility $500,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB, 877-668-4356, or go to ramtrucks.com. Values include cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offers end December 31st. Ram is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Constance Cumby. Is there a master plan for what's going on today? Absolutely. You can read it. It's called the Earth Charter. It was written by Gorbachev, Mikhail Gorbachev, by Maurice Strong, a multi-billionaire, and then by a man named Stephen Rockefeller, who was the son of Nelson Rockefeller. It is the plan for the world, the new spirituality, the transfer of America's wealth to other nations, this whole globalist concept. And if you understand, want to understand what is happening to America's economy, get hold of the Earth Charter. You can pull it down off the Internet, get it to us. And point 10A calls for equitable distribution of wealth within nations. That's socialism and communism, of course. Equitable distribution, except for the elite, like Stephen Rockefeller, who wrote this, and between nations. And that's why we're transferring our jobs, our manufacturing, our wealth to other nations. Every year we have a $500 billion trade deficit. They know exactly what they're doing as they impoverish the American people and build up the economy throughout the rest of the world as a stepping stone to this wonderful new utopian nightmare that they're planning for us under their Lord, who is not the God of the Bible. Go right ahead, Constance.
Dr. Stannon, if it were only just limited to the United States, I've often said that what we're looking at is Nazism without Switzerland to run to. These folks have something global in mind, very large in mind, and a change in our religion in mind. And they've been long time talking about a cleansing action. Shirley MacLaine's calling it Carmageddon. They have generically called it the plan, capital P, for a very long time. In fact, George Christie, who set up the Intelsat consortium of 82 countries, spoke at the Lucis Trust about this, at their new group of world servers, New Moon forums a long time ago. And he said, now when I say the plan, I mean the plan, capital P, and you all know what I mean. I have the tape. I've listened to it several times, and I've transcribed it. Now, what they're saying we have to do, they want chaos. They want people unhappy. They want people in distress because contented people aren't going to be revolting and tearing down the existing order. So they want people who are discontented. And I think that they really have done a lot, that the 60s generation, who went to school practically free, and looking at my education, which didn't seem free to me at the time, it was free compared to what these kids have to pay. So they've got a generation not unhappy about the draft. The 60s generation was unhappy enough that the draft was eliminated, and they went to an all-volunteer army, and so the kids from the poor families that can't afford to get an education any other way are the ones going into the military. And God bless them. I mean, they're doing important work, but they are taking orders. And many of their orders are being taken from folks who have been through the New Age brainwashing that was described when he said that 80 of our finest generals have been trained in the very best consciousness-raising techniques of the New Age. And Jim Channon and chortling about how he forced these people to say Om and worship a God who wasn't our God by telling them that they were required to do it by following orders. These folks are not at all opposed to when it suits their interests. Well, where they're heading us with this Earth Charter and where all this is coming together was their belief that if mankind was going to survive as a species, he must learn to work with Gaia, the goddess of the Earth. Now, that's not something I pulled out of thin air. That was the statement that was written by Prince Charles' old headmaster in Gordonston, Sir George Trevelyan in England, who was a leader in the English New Age movement, the Theosophical movement. And they basically, they're taking you to Earth worship and enforce new political system, a redistribution of wealth, and while they're panicking some people into their new age theologies by saying this is the way you avoid the all the things that they can't sweep under a rug anymore. I mean, it's so obvious that they're putting the global governance in place. It's so obvious what they've done to the financial system. So what they've done is they're turning around now and saying the disease is the cure. And so they're saying you have to worship the earth to avoid this thing. And Dr. Stan, that's the most dangerous line of all, because you are right. This thing is a battle for our souls, among other things. And there was a clear line of demarcation that God said you don't dare to cross. And it's spelled out in the much maligned book of Revelation in the Bible. Chapter 14 said, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. Worship God who created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters. But this crew is now bringing out their deadly agenda, causing lots of confusion by pointing to some of the same issues you've been pointing to, that I've been pointing to, and then saying we have to adopt their new age religion to fight these things. It was their new age religion which has been causing these things.
And the average person can't see this, and so many people listen to David Icke, and so much of what he says is absolutely true, without realizing that his solution is exactly the opposite from the truth. Well, our telephone
and Icke is also, he's conveniently shifting everything off and saying this whole thing's a Jewish problem, and PetSmart, unfortunately, has gone that way, too. And those were other lines that God said, don't cross. And so many lines are being crossed, and it's confusion. And people look at this thing and say, you know, that's very confusing. Well, that's true. And there is a word in Scripture that said, for God is not the author of confusion. And the confusion is being caused deliberately. And basically, people will say, well, the problem is fundamentalism. And Dr. Stan, sometimes maybe we're not fundamentalist enough. If we would just take God's word at face value, we wouldn't get caught in some of these traps, because you have to take the whole counsel of God. You can't pick and choose and take bets of it. The whole thing was given for our protection, so we wouldn't fall into any of these traps. And I've analogized it to bowling. You go bowling and you throw your ball too far to the left of the alley, well, you get a gutter ball. You go bowling and you throw your ball too right to the right of the alley, you get a gutter ball. And does it matter whether the gutter ball came from the far right or the far left? So pins all end up in the same place in the back anyway. And you've got the same fate. And it is confusing. If he said, thou shalt have no other gods before thee, and then, I'm against the New World Order, I'm against having the computer empire, and by the way, worship the God of the sky to get around this thing.
We're going to have to go to a break. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower: car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Island Grill Loveland reminds listeners and parents that drugs like crack, cocaine, heroin, and inhalants are a problem that affect the entire family. They ruin lives, break hearts and homes, and destroy childhood dreams. It's not just someone else's children. A talk today may save a future, a mind, or even a child's life. That's from Island Grill Loveland, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Island Grill in Loveland, 110 East 29th Street in Loveland. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Constance Cumby. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the very crux of what we're dealing with today. Certainly, what's happening as far as the presidential election, the Republican primary is important, but certainly Ron Paul can't save America. He deserves our support. He's pointing things in the right direction, but he can't get up and tell you about the things we're telling about a worldwide Luciferian conspiracy, and that literally all of the people oppose him in one means or another are under the control of the other side. Members of the Council on Foreign Relations, people who've attended Bilderberg meetings, people, of course, who come from the Mormon religion, who've been raised up certainly with mind control and are serving the Central Intelligence Agency and will carry out the programs laid out by this whole incredible worldwide conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy, a Luciferian conspiracy. Our number 877-254-7524. We should be involved politically, but understanding the real battle is a spiritual battle, not a political, ideological, or cultural battle. Go right ahead, Constance.
Confusion is what this thing is about. And just as David Spangler has revealed that he was taken over by, quote, presences. In fact, presences he claimed had been around him since he was a little kid. And that's quite possible because he said his mother was very much attuned to psychic forces. But David Icke, we talked about that. It was another, you say, how do people get into this thing? And people get into this thing by dabbling with things that God told us don't touch. And David Icke has been quite open about his own experiences. He began to flirt with fringe medicine and New Age philosophies in the 1980s, and he said he was doing it to find relief from arthritis. And then he got involved with the Green Party, which was your environmental party. You're a party of Agenda 21. And then he said that he started to feel a presence around him starting in 1989, and that a magnetic force was pulling him to the ground, and he was being told to look at a particular section of books, and one was by a psychic healer. And this is how folks get into these things. There are things that God said, don't touch, there shall not be found among you. And some people think that maybe that was in there because it was old-fashioned or God was some kind of a cosmic killjoy. And our Lord gave us those rules for our own protection. There shall not be found among you. So our Creator knows our limits, what we're capable of discerning and what not discerning. And our Creator also knows the capacity of others that He created that chose to rebel against God and had the advantage of at one time having a heavenly perspective, and He knew how clever they were and that we could fall into it. And so these rules were put in place for our own protection. If people can't afford my book, if they don't have internet access where they can go on and even read it for free, if they can't afford your books, they can certainly open their Bible and read Deuteronomy chapter 18, there shall not be found among you. And there's a list of forbidden spiritual practices. And every last person who tells you that you need to get into these things, you usually you go digging and you don't have to dig very far to find out that they were dabbling in these areas and they hadn't repented of dabbling in these areas. And so they're putting you through it. And just not everybody, just like everybody who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of God, not everybody who says New World Order, beware of the New World Order, is actually trying to steer you away from it. They may be trying to steer you into the very New World Order that the New Agers have boasted the whole time would come, or to maneuver you into the confusion and to being part of the rationale for global governance, for a borderless rebellion. And it's going, if you're going to have a rebellion that crosses borders, then you're going to need an army that crosses borders to put it down. And so we have these cells that have popped up everywhere, and the New Agers, such as Deepak Chopra, are going down and leading them into their meditations. Now, something else I discovered, Dr. Stan, another person who's been pretty open about his experiences is Dr. Irvin Laszlo. And he's been the one of the major voices connected with Barbara Marx Hubbard, the emerging shift. And what's significant about this was he was the person who drew up the original papers for the Club of Rome back in 1977. And he chaired that. And they were calling then for a global revolution, which looks very much like the parameters of Occupy Wall Street, Occupy the World, just all the Occupy movements that are going on. And he called for it to take place on three fronts, in religion and theology, and which has been happening, the subversion of our religious structures. He called for it to take place in a mass uprising, and these cell groups, such as we're seeing with Occupy Wall Street, they have cells all over the world. And he called for it to take place in business and government. And so we have all these various forces coming together, and people think maybe they're not related, but they are related, and he's still drawing up strategy for them. He drew up the strategy for them and mapped it out, and all they had to do, as Marie Strong admitted, they had to put some of their population notions on the back burner for a while because it caused too much controversy. But now they've got 2012. They're saying, everybody, if we don't do these things right now, then nobody's going to survive 2012. So they're back on the march again, and the ones that aren't propelled by the New Age theologies are propelled by economic fears. And then the Christians are being led into confusion by people such as David Icke, and who actually he's read enough literature to know better, to know the full thing, but he may be so possessed that he can't help himself without getting down on his knees and asking God to just really deliver him from the spirits that are not of God. And so we've got a tremendously dangerous situation out there, and they are quite open in their literature that they plan to bring down Christian structures, the Orthodox religious structures, before they're done.
Well, we're out of time, Constance. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon. I think we have a program this afternoon.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Dr. Stan.
God bless.
Goodbye. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed Constance and you listen to what she has to say. Now, we do have a four-tape set or four-CD set of my interviews with Constance Cumby. It's called The Aquarian Conspiracy. There really is a vast conspiracy out there that permeates every aspect of our life and our existence. It is this Luciferian conspiracy. We have a DVD, a talk that Constance gave when she spoke at our conference a few years ago, The Emergence. Who is going to emerge? The new world leader. And she does a great job with that. And then we carry her book. It's out of print, but it's they're used copies we offer, but vitally important to have and to read. It's called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. And what's this all about? It is about a worldwide conspiracy to bring about a new world order, a new world religion, a new world financial system, and install the new world leader who will be the Antichrist. And once you understand it, can put it all together, it's so logical. But you see, nobody's going to tell you this. And we have all the discussions of the politics and right, left, conservative, liberal, Republican, Democrat, and nobody will tell you what the battle is really about a battle for the hearts of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get the material I talked about, the Aquarian Conspiracy 4 CD set, the Emergence DVD, the book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, it will help you to connect the dots, and we have so much more. My talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses that go with those, and certainly my talk on the New World Order and the best enemies money can buy. My interviews, of course, with Professor Sutton, pointing out we finance communism since its inception. You have to have an enemy out there to draw people's attention and to focus their attention on the enemy, the danger of communism. Without understanding, the real enemy is here at home at 5868 Street in New York City, headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations, number 10 St. James Court in St. James Square. Over in London, that's Chatham House, the headquarters of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and these, frankly, Luciferian organizations. Why are they Luciferian? Because they're founded in the occult beliefs, certainly of Cecil Rhodes and Lord Milner and all the people who created the organizations over a century ago that led to the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission of today, and no one's going to tell you. Well, our number 1-800-544-8927, our webpage, radioliberty.com. I hope you go there, you'll watch our DVDs, you'll listen to our radio programs, you can hear them 24 hours a day, certainly live or certainly archive programs or Sydney, if you have a BlackBerry or an iPod or an iPhone, you can go to our internet site and listen to our programs. You can have a telephone with unlimited minutes. You can reach us by calling 760-LOWSS11, 760-LOWSS11. listen 24 hours a day, and then pray for America. But please pray for Radio Liberty, Vision Protection, until tomorrow, until, I guess, Tuesday. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua.